Hi, I'm Nathan Feuerberg, writer and creator of Flies in the Jar. If you enjoy the show, it would be great if you could go over to iTunes or Podchasers and leave a review. Or, even better, just tell a friend. Flies in the Jar is a serialized radio drama. If this is your first time listening, it's advisable that you begin with episode one.
Previously on Flies in the Jar.
The bed's on fire.
This fire was intentionally set.
Okay, great. I mean, do you have any idea who did this? I mean, did you piss off your drug dealer or something?
Hey, you! I see you behind the trash cans.
Did you see his face?
No, it was too dark.
Do you remember our little talk?
I need to think about other people's privacy.
Something did happen last week. And I turned around and I looked up at the window, but there was no one there.
So it's a pyro peeping Tom, huh?
Yeah.
And now, an all new episode of Flies in the Jar.
Flies in the Jar is based on true events.
Back in the days when I was new on the music scene, I'd take any gig I could get. There was a bar called the Sage Room, where I had a weekly spot. It was the type of place where vets drank on credit and turned in their monthly checks the first of each month. It wasn't anything that was going to shoot me into stardom, but it helped pay the bills.
Hey, how you doing? Can I get two Pabst and two Whiskey Ducks?
You know what's strange? I came in to play, and there's someone who's not me up on stage.
Come on. She's a nice girl.
Wednesday at 11. It's my time slot.
It's just a one-time thing.
She sucked you off, didn't she?
Man, what's up with the language?
She sucked you off, and you gave her my slot.
You're hurting my ears.
Fine. Pay me.
For what?
I could have booked another gig, but instead, I slogged my synthesizer all the way down here.
You gotta understand my position.
Oh, I get it. You found this girl who barely speaks English and convinced her your scuzzy bar would jumpstart her career.
I've been having a drought.
You and all of California.
It's been 3 weeks since, you know.
My rent is due on Friday, Reggie. I need my cash.
I hear ya. But, well, Elsa needed an outfit for this show.
So. You spent my rent money on a dress for that hooker? Whatever.
Hey, give me a Coors Light, bro.
Ladies in. What happened? I thought you were playing tonight.
Me too.
I wanted to dedicate this next one to a special someone. Reggie, thank you so much for having us play tonight.
So who's the girl singing?
I don't know. She says she's from Sweden, but making the local rounds.
So, can you introduce me?
What, am I her pimp? Can you go spit your own game, please?
I don't know what we're doing here. We should have just gone straight to the cops.
I told you we would. I just need to get a drink first.
Does this have to do with the commotion on the street this morning?
No, Jimmy's got a stalker trying to burn him alive.
I don't know anything for sure. It might be after you, too.
Well, he certainly didn't set my bed on fire while I was sleeping in it.
There's a payphone out front. I'm gonna try and call Mia again.
Can we just relax and have our drinks, please?
I gotta figure this out.
Allô?
Baby, thank God you answered.
Jimmy?
Listen, you know how we felt like someone was watching us last weekend?
I already said to you, no one was in the window.
You don't think it could be like an ex-boyfriend or something?
My ex lives in Dorval.
Where? You haven't dated anyone since you moved here?
Jimmy, you don't have to be jealous. You're the only one I'm with.
You sure?
I told you I watch children. I've only gone to Barks twice since I came to the U.S. Did something happen? You don't sound, how do you say, like yourself.
Look, I gotta go. I'll call you soon, okay?
Are you in trouble?
Just stay home until I call you, okay? Don't go out by yourself.
And then, can you believe this? He uses my money to buy that whore, that ugly whore, a dress.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know how Reggie is. The only reason he keeps his bar open is to score some tail.
It's not an ex-boyfriend.
Come again?
It's not a stalker. It's somebody else.
Why haven't you guys gone to the cops?
See, I told you.
Well, don't act like it's my fault.
This is serious. Let's head to the police station.
Dude, I just ordered us two more drinks.
We're going. Now.
I can't believe you. You're listening to her?
It's a good song.
After everything she did to me, you're gonna just pop in earbuds like none of this ever happened.
I can share. You want an earbud? It's a catchy song.
That night, the bar was closing down. I went out front to have a smoke. Hey, Trampy, they're closing up. You need to grab your gear.
I can't go in there.
Oh, come on now. You're making me feel bad.
He broke up with me.
Reggie?
He says I'm too young. People are talking behind his back.
Don't cry over that guy. He's just a loser. Plus, he's way older than you. What are you, like, 22?
25.
That guy's like 50.
I know, but I have nowhere to stay now.
You were living with him?
He's why I moved out here. He used to be friends with my mom, and he said I could come and stay with him while I started singing.
Oh, isn't that pretty?
I'm just going to get a plane ticket. I've got $600 left. I'll go to the airport tonight and get the first flight I can.
You're gonna give up on your singing because of some perv.
What else can I do?
You can make a choice. You can decide your dreams are more important than this guy, and you're gonna do whatever it takes to make them happen.
I don't know.
Grab your stuff. You're coming to stay at my house.
Complaints on a 647 at the Virginia Hotel.
We need to report a crime. How do we do that?
Is this an emergency?
No.
Yes.
It's urgent.
Have a seat over there and fill out this form.
We need to talk to someone.
Well, first, you have to fill out this form.
You don't understand. Someone tried to burn our house down.
There's nothing I can do until you complete the form.
There was a fire around my head.
Jenny, I'll be right out. I need to talk to those two.
Guess it's your lucky day.
What you mean there's a warrant for my arrest? I ain't done nothing.
Come with me.
Are we in trouble or something?
I was going to come interview you in the morning, but it's good you're here now. There's something I'd like to show you. Open viewing room 2.
Hey, is this that, like, two-way glass where it's a mirror on the other side?
Sir, please don't knock on the glass.
What are you doing? Now he's gonna know we're in here.
Do either of you recognize the man in the room?
Yeah, that's Gerald. He mows the lawn for our landlady.
You think he started the fire?
All we know is there's been two fires set in that neighborhood in the last 24 hours, and Gerald Sullivan has been there when both of them happened.
Man, he always seems so quiet.
Here's the deal. We can't arrest him without a positive ID.
You just said he was there. You got him in an interrogation room.
But we don't have any evidence, and after hours of interrogation, he still won't confess.
Wait, so what, you're just gonna, like, let him go?
Unless you can positively identify him as the one who started the fire, we'll have to set him free.
I was asleep when he did it.
You didn't maybe wake up and see him leaving the property?
All I saw was smoke and flames.
Okay, well, what about tonight?
Tonight? Did something happen tonight?
Yeah, we saw somebody looking in our window at, like, 8 o'clock.
Sure, it was 8 p.m.?
Yeah, I know, because I was actually microwaving a Hot Pocket. And when it finished cooking, I saw the clock.
At 8 o'clock, Gerald was already in our custody.
But you said he's like a known pyro.
Till now, he was our top suspect, but like I said, we don't have any evidence.
Okay. If it's not him, what happens next? You got any of the leads?
At the moment, no.
Okay, so what are we supposed to do?
I can recommend you change your locks and have bars installed over your windows.
I mean, you're kidding, right?
Look, you're not the only one that this happened to last night, all right? There was an explosion at a Chinese restaurant. Whole place burned to the ground.
You think it was the same guy?
The book of matches found on your property was from Wong's Noodle.
So, I don't understand. We're just supposed to, like, wait around for this guy to do it again?
Here's my card. Give me a call if anything new happens.
Like if we smell gasoline being poured on the walls?
Just watch your back.
Flies in the Jar includes acting by
John Jeffers,
Kent Evans,
Clara Dunham,
Martin James Grappengetter,
Lady Zen,
Maël Jaillet,
Angel Schmeck,
Jonathan Lockwood,
Jesse Yancey Siegel,
Sebastian Steins,
David Dykes, and Nathan Feuerberg. Original music by Lady Zen, Joshua Holloway, and Dan Capaldi. With performances by
Clara Dunham and special guest jazz musician Jaime Valle.
Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway. Produced by Lady Zen. Written and created by Nathan Feuerberg.
Flies in the Jar is made possible by a team of voice actors and sound designers who have volunteered their time. You can listen to us on podcast platforms such as Spotify, iTunes, SMA Podcast, Radio Tulum, Stitchers, and YouTube. If you'd like to support the show and get early access to episodes, go to deepdrag.com and join our Patreon.